My name is Sid Bradwell. I am the manager of the Royal Canadian Legion. Murray Nelson, who is the president for many, many years. And a little bit on the Remembrance Day. It was a big thing in Macklin, in our hometown. My dad was in the First World War. He served in Vladivostok. He was one of the first 10 men to hit the dirt and in there. I think he was there 14 months or something. Anyways, he got a good taste for the country. He said that coil oil kerosene doesn't freeze until it's 56 below zero.
Oh my.
And he said they used matches in the morning to thaw out the kerosene or whatever it was to light. World War I was not actually a war, it was a revolution. Mm-hmm. And as such, it was brothers fighting brothers. And my dad said he would fight two world wars rather than do one revolution. So that's quite something. It was really dirty. And what the Canadians were doing is they had the Russian black bread, and they would take the train, go down the road slowly, and they would throw these loaves of bread out.
Oh, gee.
And it was brother fighting brother to get their hands on a loaf of bread.
Just a loaf of bread.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
And that's really hard times. And so, yeah, Dad had that, and he came home with a different attitude. When we came into the picture, Remembrance Day, you know, we went there, and Dad read out the World War I names and rank, and my brother-in-law, Art, he read out World War II. He was a navigator in the Air Force. And so it was, you know, we had a lot of family in there. My brother, Bob, he did a stretch in the Navy. My brother, Frank, was 2 days in the Armed Forces, or 2.5 days in the Armed Forces, and he was taken prisoner.
Yeah.
And he spent, I think it was 8 or 9 months in Stalag 11B. And then when he joined the Army, he was 195, mm-hmm. and he got out, he was 128 pounds.
Oh,
he
geez.
Lived entirely on turnips.
Yep.
And it was turnip soup, and that's why he lost, you know, he was. So it wasn't a good experience at all, and he had a lot of health issues with it over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But he said the old German soldiers looked after the Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they got the typical shove with a rifle butt and everything else, and they went down the road and around the bend where the Americans and the Italians couldn't see the Canadians, and then the old boys busted out the cigarettes and the tobacco and the papers, and that was their saving grace, is that they didn't have to work very hard. But that was because of the old German. The SS, he said, the young boys, he said, they were there to, and he said, they slit a lot of people open. That wasn't, but Frank never ever talked about it. We were watching all the time, and when they had the Remembrance Day, and it was a big thing then, we had a lot of families that had people in there. So that's where my background comes, is that it's kind of a special day.
The stories that come from from one generation to another, and eventually, I guess, to another, since this is year 101 of the end of World War I, mm-hmm. and 74 to the end of World War II, the younger generation that come up, how easy is it, in your mind, how easy is it or how difficult is it for them to comprehend the stories of yesteryear, what they went through, as opposed to what the young generation has now?
I think by having the Remembrance Day and the air cadets in there and going through everything, I think that helps to enlighten them on what really, but no, it's, if you haven't been there and didn't participate in it, really hard to grasp it, but I think it's very important that we do it and make sure that we honor those that gave their life.
The symbol that is the poppy is, I don't know if thank you is enough.
That's right.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. No, but I think the very fact that we are doing the remembrance and going through the exercise, I think that is the big part of it, is that we haven't forgotten. We will remember them.
At the going down of the sun.
Yep.
And in the morning.
We will remember them.
Absolutely. With the significance that is still Remembrance Day, despite all these years past, we're still, Canada is still in missions across the globe. How fortunate do you think the world is, and how fortunate do you think we are as Canadians for them to serve?
Yeah, very, very fortunate, you know, I did. And I think today our saving grace is that we have air cadets, and our service will be done by the air cadets. That's a big step, I think, in keeping remembrance, is that we have the air cadets. And we've had, I went home to Macklin, they honored my dad and my oldest brother, and I laid a wreath there, and my buddy Lloyd Shepka, he was in air cadets when I was a teenager. He's still in it, you know, he's part of the group that helps the young guys come in and get used to all the pageantry that's in there and what they have to do, and they do it well, very well.
I apologize if this is a difficult question. Maybe this isn't a fair comparison, but the poppy on November the 11th, as opposed to the Canadian flag, or like the Canadian flag, which do you think is more patriotic, a patriotic symbol to Canada, or is it an equal balance, do you think?
Well, I think it's probably an equal balance, but I think wearing the poppy, you know, for the 2 weeks before is really important. And from what we see in the coin boxes, people are very proud of it. I mean, we get donations from different organizations, and they write us a check for whatever. But when the poppy box is out there, people give, and they give generously. And we're thankful for that.